Hi, okay, so I'm just gonna warn that this is gonna be quite shabby because I only just found out about what this actually is, and it's an hour before the deadline, and my dad told me it was too good of an opportunity to miss out on, so I'm just gonna put an idea out there. But basically, my kind of story follows the spirits of the valley. I grew up in Abergavenny. Well, I grew up in the Hengai Valley, which is just outside of Abergavenny. And it's really haunted up there, like, and not just like old ghosts and like old miners, like I think they're around too, but it's when you go outside you can really feel the land is kind of watching you. I don't know how to describe it. I feel like if you know the feeling, you know the feeling, but there's like a heaviness there, like a denseness. So I think that's where this idea probably stems from, as well as a picture that I saw on Pinterest, which I'm going to put in here too. But basically, I don't know if you're down to do like a kid's film, but I think this is probably more of a kid's film. And it's about a cloud who is just going about his cloud business, but he kind of represents nature and he represents nature. Yeah, probably just leave it at that. And he's going about his business, and then he comes across humans building like roads or like the ugly bridge that's outside of Mach, and like he gets like really confused and he's like, whoa, what's going on here? And then I think he starts seeing things getting hurt. So he sees like land getting hurt and he gets more confused. And then maybe he sees like animals getting hurt because of it. And he's like, what's going on? And then he's like, oh my God. And then he gets really, really scared. Maybe something else happens that makes him really scared, or maybe it's just all so overwhelming. And he runs away, but he doesn't run because he's a cloud. So he kind of morphs away and he's really, really spooked out. And I think he's like a young cloud, like he's just like a little spirit that's just got here, you know. And I think he ends up in like a little kid's garden, or he ends up somewhere and a little kid finds him, and the kid is the only thing that can see him, which I think is a cliche, and I think it's been done before probably a million times, but might as well just say what's on my mind. Basically, yeah, so the kid finds him, and then they have this kind of like interaction, and then they go on like a little quest basically, but it's not like a save the world quest. It's just the cloud showing the kid like all the beauty that's around, and like, you know, respecting nature and all of that. And then maybe the kid shows the cloud like the ways to, maybe the kid's dad is like works at CAT, or like, you know what I mean? So like the kid like starts to show the cloud like how humans can still live like our modern lives but not be so detrimental to the environment. Is that the right term? And that's my idea really. And it's kind of like lots of greys and lots of greens, and there's a song called Amour by Analog, which if you listen to that then you'll probably get the tone, the vibe that I'm getting. But I think it's kind of spooky. It's kind of spooky and it's kind of sad, but it's also heartwarming. Well, it's just sweet. It's, yeah. Anyway, that's my idea. Thanks for listening if you got this far.